This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author, philosopher, and sociologist Albert Chavon was born in Lausanne, Switzerland in 1836. He was one of six children of the Reverend Adrian Chavon and his wife Anna. In 1848, the Chavons migrated to East Tennessee, which had been advertised as having ample farmland and a climate similar to that of Switzerland. The family initially settled in Wartburg, atop the Cumberland Plateau, but found the land unsuitable for farming, so later they moved to northern Knox County. By 1855, the Chavons were joined by several other French-speaking Swiss families, becoming the county's largest immigrant group. In 1857, Chavon married fellow immigrant Cecile Boley, and the two settled down to a life of dairy farming. One of Chavon's earliest writings, published in an agricultural journal, was an article titled, How Manure is Made in Switzerland. When the Civil War came to Knoxville, the Chavons moved to Berkshire, New York, where he opened a woodworking shop. But in 1870, they moved back to Tennessee, where he once again took up farming. He also continued to write. He's best known for two utopian novels, The Future Commonwealth and In Brighter Climes, both of which discuss a fictional futuristic society called Socioland, where the economy is governed by socialist ideals rather than capitalism, and where morality is based on social scientific experimentation rather than traditional religion. Albert Chavon was one of the earliest social theorists to extensively discuss exchange theory. In his book titled Vital Force and Magnetic Exchange, published in 1897, he theorizes on emotional and sexual exchanges between humans, which he called magnetism. His next two books further explored his theory. In 1900, Chavon wrote the novel Lizzie Melton, A Self-Reliant Girl, which was considered by some to be radical. Chavon considered it to be his only full-fledged novel. The book is essentially a critique of Victorian morals regarding women, with the title character being ostracized by the community after becoming pregnant out of wedlock. In the book's preface, Chavon writes, "Seeking thus for something original and which had not been written threadbare, the thought came to my mind that I had often wondered why some of the writers who have achieved fame in the field of fiction do not attack in their novels the present double standard of morality and show that often it is the man and not the woman who ought to be punished by society." Albert Chavon questioned many things about life. In his midlife, inspired by the theory of evolution, he even began questioning the religious traditions with which he was raised. But no matter how much concern or irritation his questions may have caused, this quote by Albert Chavon no doubt puts everything in perspective. "Of one thing I am certain, there is a great deal of misery in the world, and even a slight increase of happiness is well worth striving for."
Support for the Author's Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.